Well, now to our story about quantum supremacy. Are we entering the era of computers with limitless power? And could they eventually help solve some of our biggest challenges, like addressing climate change or curing cancer? Gavin Coote has been finding out.
But we've lost those computers with all of the 13th century in them.
It was dubbed the world's file cabinet in the 1975 science fiction movie Rollerball.
Zero, of course, is the central brain, the world's brain.
But even the computer known as Zero, with all the world's knowledge, had its limitations.
Answer him.
Negative.
You don't have to give him a full political briefing. Answer.
Negative.
Flash forward almost half a century, and it's possible some of the quantum computer technology that's been developed could have answered the questions in Rollerball. A quantum computer is a computer that processes information using the laws of quantum physics, and Google now claims it's achieved quantum supremacy, a declaration that has quantum physicists excited.
What Google has shown is that the particular operation they did with their computer is something that would take 10,000 years to do on a classical computer.
Ben Buchler is an associate professor in quantum physics at Australian National University. He's been closely watching what's been going on over at Google. The digital giant has run this computation using qubits, the building blocks of quantum computers, which would take a conventional computer thousands of years to do in a mere 200 seconds. The news was first published in a draft report on the NASA website, but was taken down shortly afterward. Ben Buchler says it's a breakthrough, as they've been able to achieve something with quantum computer principles that even the world's fastest supercomputer wouldn't be able to do.
But their operation wasn't really computing anything of use. It was just what they call a random benchmarking exercise. So the computer was programmed with a random sort of configuration of qubits that interacted with each other, and they did this over and over again to see how fast it could come up with, evolve to some end state, and they could measure that. And if you did an equivalent calculation on a classical computer, it would take a very long time, but it was certainly not something that is interesting at this stage in terms of the actual output. The techniques they used to get that were extremely interesting.
So if it's able to achieve the impossible, as Google claims, does this include some of our biggest challenges, like stopping climate change or curing cancer? Ben Buchler says it's still a bit of an open question.
So when it comes to things like finding new drugs, then there's certainly scope for a quantum computer perhaps to be used to calculate the way proteins fold and develop new drugs, although the specific algorithms to do that haven't been written yet, but that's certainly something people are speculating could be done. In terms of climate change, I think that is a political social problem. you can certainly potentially compute things that are complicated, but I think we already know how to solve climate change. We're just not doing it.
And for tackling the impossible, he says it will mean finding the right algorithms and making computers large enough to run these algorithms. And it's hoped Australia could have a hand in this.
What's really interesting about this situation at the moment for me as a quantum physicist who's working in this area is that there are actually a lot of different platforms that people are working on. So the Google quantum computer uses what they call superconducting qubits. And, they've packed 53 working qubits together. And it's not really known whether that is scalable up to hundreds or thousands or millions of qubits. And so there are different companies around the world and different research groups looking at different technologies. And so, in Australia, we have a group at UNSW. It's part of the centre I work for, and they work on silicon qubits. And so at the moment, they haven't got a computer that's nearly as large as Google's, but it's possible that their technology will scale better. And so at this stage, Google's got a jump on everyone with their technology, but in 10 years or 20 years, it's actually very difficult to tell whether Google will still be out in front with the platform that they're investing in at the moment. It's possible there are other platforms around that will end up being preferable.
And that's Australian National University quantum physicist Ben Buchler speaking to Gavin Coote.